16. The beginning of the airmail. Harry Harper. Thousands of letters now travel every day by air, and the airmail service is accepted as an ordinary thing. But in this passage, Harry Harper tells us of the early attempts at carrying letters by air. The piece comes from the author's The Romance of a Modern Airway, 1931. The writer was one of the first journalists of the air. At Blackpool, Holt Thomas and Graham White agreed to make a practical experiment in carrying mails by aeroplane. The idea, as it was first worked out, was for the aeroplane to fly from Blackpool Aerodrome across to Southport, and for the mails to be taken over by the post office there and sent to their various destinations. But this part of the programme had to be changed owing to a series of high winds. And what actually happened in the end was this. Graham White took a mail bag in his aeroplane and made a flight with it across country in very bad weather conditions for a distance of about 7 miles, returning to the aerodrome. This experiment, although small, gave Graham White the honour of being the first airman in England to carry a bag of mail across country in an aeroplane. Letters and postcards which were carried in this test, and which had a special stamp recording the fact, soon became much sought after by collectors. I myself put one letter in that famous bag just before the aeroplane went up, and that letter, which was addressed to my wife in London, reached her safely. It was kept for a long time among some old papers, without being considered of any particular importance. Not so very long ago, however, it came to light in some tidying up. Then I decided to sell it, and I was better off by a very comfortable little check in consequence. The second and more important experiment in British airmail transport took place in September 1911, and was the first of its kind in this country to obtain the official permission of the Postmaster General. It was indeed one of the historical events in our airmail development. In this case, as many as 130,000 letters and postcards were carried by aeroplane between London and Windsor. One of the airmen engaged in this pioneer service was the famous Gustav Hamel, flying a Bleriot monoplane, and I remember going out one afternoon to see him start off with one of the bags of mail. It was an extremely bad day for flying, and just before the time due for the start, the wind was blowing at nearly 50 miles an hour. None of the other pilots present would have thought of going up, but Hamel, one of the finest of all pilots of the Bleriot monoplane, was not to be stopped. He jumped into his machine and fairly shot off the ground. The monoplane, so long as it was near the earth, was thrown about like a small boat on an angry sea. But Hamel gave a splendid exhibition of airmanship. As soon as he reached a greater height, conditions became much steadier, and he finished his journey without accident. This was an early demonstration that an aeroplane was more than a fine weather machine, and that it could fight its way successfully through violent winds. This fact impressed the postal authorities a good deal, and helped those who believed that the aeroplane had a great commercial future.